You want to turn to Acts chapter 10, go ahead. We'll be there in just a minute. I mentioned this morning that we had a question in the box, and so we'll answer that question tonight. It's a good question. It's one that I've never had come up. And so it's, what age should a child do communion? And I thought that is a good question. As we understand communion, it is for believers. So the first understanding is that child is a believer. And that would go back, obviously, to the family to know that this is, you know, our child has truly trusted Christ as our Savior to the best of our knowledge. I mean, you stop and think about it. Do I know that you are saved? We don't know exactly, do we? Because we can't see the heart. We can see the change that takes place, and more of that is over time, as opposed to, you know, a brief time to see if there's a genuineness there. But, you know, there is that aspect of it, to know that they are a believer, and along with that, that they understand what communion is about. You know, the age of accountability is the age that we, and I say age, that is a broad term. What is the age of accountability? When that person can understand their need of trusting Christ, when they can understand that they are a sinner and that Christ died in their place for their sins. What age is that? That's just it. It's the age of accountability. We're all, you know, developing at different stages in different ways. Some it may be very young, some it may not be till they're older, just depending on, again, their makeup in that regard. But, you know, taking that step and going further with that, that they are able to understand what communion is about. I think of both of our daughters came to know Christ at a very early age. I don't know that we ever offered them and gave them communion when they were 4 or 5 years old, even though they had trusted Christ as their Savior. They could understand their need of trusting Christ, but comprehending that further about what communion is about, that actual sacrifice, and remembering that death that he did accomplish for us. So I would say it's more in a family setting that the parents are talking to their children about that and understanding, when do they come to that point that they are understanding what we are doing at communion as we partake of the bread, we partake of the fruit of the vine in remembrance of what Christ accomplished on the cross for us. So there is, to me, there isn't an age. There's not a number to put on that and say, well, at the age of 9 or at the age of 7. It's at an age when they can understand that they're remembering the sacrifice of Christ on the cross for their sins. And so you don't like to defer it to somebody else, but to me that goes back to the parents, because they know that child better than I do or the deacons do, to be able to make that statement and say, now's the time for you to partake. It is, we are typically sitting in a family setting as we're sitting in church, and so I would bring that back to them. Does their child understand why we partake? And if they do, then they're a candidate for partaking and remembering that death for their sins that Christ accomplished on the cross of Calvary. So hopefully that answers the question, at least as I've looked at it and studied it and thought about this. I thought, well, there's no Bible verses that tell us thou shalt be such and such an age. So there's not a command for us as such, because, you know, Christ does call on us, you know, suffer the little children to come unto me. He wants the children to come. And as they can come to understand Christ as their Savior, then taking that next step and understanding. And I would couple that with then baptism as well, that they understand what baptism symbolizes and that they're willing to identify with their Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, in baptism. You know, again, what is the age for baptism? When they understand that they want to identify with Christ and walk in obedience to him in this regard, then they're a candidate for baptism after they've trusted Christ. We've laid that groundwork in the scriptures as we've gone through Acts some, that it's salvation then baptism, and partaking of the Lord's table comes after salvation as well. So I trust that's helpful and answers that question well enough for those that had that question. But it is a good question. I've never seen it even in my theological pastoral studies training at college. Ever had that pop up in any class. And considering one particular teacher that I can think of, I'm surprised he didn't drop it in our lap and get us thinking about it and say, okay, what age? Just, again, knowing his mindset of dropping questions on us, wet behind the ears preacher boys that don't know anything and we're here to learn from him, why are you asking us these questions? We want to hear from you, but I trust that is helpful.